Buenas.
That was a long buenas.
Range, range.
It's what the FPAs deserve.
Amen. Welcome back to Film Posers for Boricuas, ranting, raving, and reviewing cinema. Today we are back for the annual Film Poser Awards.
Woo!
Gasp!
Three years, and we do better than the Oscars.
Just every amen. Time.
3 years in a yes. row.
The chaos reigns.
If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that we have been gushing over 2022. We were gushing about 2021, but 2022 kind of set the bar even higher. And we had a really good year of cinema. You've heard our episodes, what we liked and what we didn't like about last year. And yes, what better way to celebrate cinema than hosting our little own award show? Our very humble, chaotic, and not so humble because, yes, we are better than the Oscars. So what better way to start than getting on with it? So our first presenter is Anna with the Reed Subtitles Awards, also known as Best International Feature.
Woo!
You guys are going to notice very quickly that this year, like, each category has a flux of numbers when it comes to how many people or things were nominated per category, but just play along with it. Just go. Just feel the vibes.
We're indecisive, and we like a lot of things.
And the nominees are Decision to Leave, EO, Official Competition, Picando Alante, RRR.
Woo!
Look at the taste.
Donkey!
A lot of donkeys this year.
It was a good year for donkeys.
Yeah,
it was.
Donkey from Shrek walked so that all of these donkeys could run.
And the winner for the category of Reed Subtitles Award is, hold up, Decision to Leave. Okay, I can't.
Let's go. Woo! Take that, Academy Awards, who had the audacity to not even nominate it.
Here we recognize the Decision to Leave.
Yes.
Was cinema.
Yes.
Yeah. How dare they leave that behind?
I think we should all frown upon the fact that the Academy made the decision to leave that film out of the awards that it deserved.
Facts.
Yeah. It was a shocker, to be honest.
It really was.
Yeah. I was so focused on the donkey that I didn't realize until it was too late.
Everyone was expecting it to get in, so it's kind of upsetting that it didn't. But it won an FPA.
Woo!
It won the award that matters.
Park Chan-wook, you will be receiving a little FPA in your mailbox soon. Don't worry, we got you, baby.
Next category is for ages 10 and up, also known as Best Animated Feature. Gabriela, this is your category.
Yes.
So, first off, the nominees are Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Lightyear, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, and Turning Red.
And the winner of the For Ages 10 and Up category is Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
Yes! I just feel Gabriela just it going in her all around me are familiar faces.
You know, yeah. I really liked Puss in Boots, so I can't say anything bad about that movie at all.
Mm-hmm.
So
no one can argue with this.
So, but I know who was responsible for this.
I have a name.
Excellent. Strength in numbers, my friend. Strength in numbers. No, literalmente, the only person that didn't vote for Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, for Gabriel.
Se movieron las masas en el chat.
como dicen como en la elección de Puerto Rico, todo el mundo saca su tarjetita.
We really did.
Not sponsored by Bad Bunny.
Let's give a round of applause for Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
John Mulaney, a double nominee this year. And in the same category.
Exquisite. The FPA is sponsored by the film posers. We have rights. Okay, next category is Society Award, also known as Best Documentary Feature. This is my category. I wonder why. So the nominees are Fire of Love, Lucy and Desi, which fell under the radar so much. How? What the heck? Moonage, Daydream, and The Princess. We have a lot of Sundance films here. And the winner for the Society Award, also known as Best Documentary Feature, the winner of the FPA is Fire of Love.
Woo! Let's go!
Congratulations, Saradosa. And congratulations to my emotional support white couple.
This winner comes to the surprise of no one, since we were all threatened if we did not vote for Fire of Love.
I did not threaten anyone. I just feel like my energy was infectious.
I would like to state for the record that I was legally never threatened by Miss Josie Melendez. But there was a strongly worded suggestion that perhaps Fire of Love should win.
Very strong words.
Yeah, I feel like maybe there was a knife emoji thrown in there somewhere.
Yeah, and like a period and everything. Like it was sentences with like periods and commas, like very grammatically correct, and a knife.
In Josie's defense, Josie is an English major.
Thank you. No one is gonna take me to court. If they do, I have a good lawyer.
Why should we go to court? Cinema won.
Excellent. The next category is the Best Bops Award. This category will be presented by Juan Mojica. First off, the nominees are Born Again, Hold My Hand, Hot Girl, as it should be, Lift Me Up, Natu Natu, and Nobody Like You.
And the winner of the Best Bops Award. We had a lot of tough competition. It was very, very close, except in my head. The winner is Lift Me Up by Rihanna.
Let's go!
I will be accepting the award in honor of Queen Rihanna. I would like to say thank you to the Academy, especially because Rihanna was double nominated. Thank you to our voters. Thank you to the listeners at home. Good night. I'll take this because I have to wait another year for an album.
Next category.
I was just gonna say, like, honestly, if Rihanna didn't want on this one, Juan would have sent a strong apology.
He would have sent a
strong notes.
He would have wanted answers.
I would have recounted the votes personally, and then uploaded a strongly worded YouTube video.
I will expose myself. I did not vote for Lift Me Up, so I just wanted to give a little love to my boys. My boys were left out of the Oscars. Nobody Like You writes. What the heck happened? Jordan Fisher's High Note? How dare they?
No taste, no class. But you know what we have? No. Both.
But I'm glad Lift Me Up won.
As am I.
I just wish my boys were appreciated a little bit more at the Oscars.
You know what? The Oscars weren't ready for that conversation. Let's be honest.
Dios mío, tan buena que está esa canción. The amount of times I had it on repeat.
They just weren't ready for the taste. But you know what? We were.
Congratulations, Rihanna.
Congratulations, woo-hoo! Rihanna, from here to the Oscar win. Don't you dare try to tell me otherwise. I'm in my delusional era.
Honestly, the FPA should become a major precursor to the Academy Awards. I see.
Absolutely.
It.
So the next category is HGTV is quaking, also known as Best Production Design. So the nominees are Babylon, The Batman, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Don't Worry, Darling. Yes, Don't Worry, Darling made it in. I'm just realizing people are hearing the nominees for the first time. Yes, guys, that is a thing. I agree with it. Elvis. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. The Woman King. Take it away, Anna.
And the winner for the category of HGTV is quaking is The Woman King. Woo! Finally!
We have rights.
We do.
We're giving love to The Woman King.
It's been a long, hard fought battle, but we made it.
Yes.
The film that deserves more recognition has won. If you have not seen it, if you have a Netflix account, turn on said Netflix account.
Yes, it's on Netflix now, so definitely aprovechen. On to the next category. What's My Line Again? Also known as Best Screenplay. So, if you're listening to this for the first time, okay, thank you. But just in case that you know, we combine both original and adapted screenplays into this category because we're not the Oscars. So, let's have fun with it. Also, another side note, the film posers are very indecisive people. We have different tastes, and we have a lot of ties, as you know. We have more ties than Macy's.
Exactly.
That's why Macy's is involved in the title of one of these categories. Which is why we have started from first year, we had ties as final results because some award shows do. But since last year, we have started to invite an outside voter. So someone to help us break those ties. This year, we have the lovely Eiko Hilgenger as our tiebreaker. This is the first category that Eiko helped us break. The nominees are Bodies, 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 The Banshees of Inisherin,
heck yeah,
Decision to Leave, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, The Menu. Take it away, Gabriela.
And the FPA for What's My Line Again goes to Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yay! Woo!
Congrats! Everything, Everywhere, sweep!
Yeah.
No words. We know it's perfect.
No words.
Perfect. Moving on.
I would like to think that the audience is speechless.
So our next category is Future Elevator Music, also known as Best Original Score.
Woo!
For this category, we have Babylon, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, The Batman, and Nope. And the winner for the FPA for Future Elevator Music goes to Babylon.
What? What?
Also known as Babylon. I would also like to note that this one was also a tie.
Your I know, honor. I caused it.
Your honor, this is a rob.
I think this is the one
take
time.
It. Take it up with the tiebreaker.
I think this is the one time we could have allowed a tie. Because I think I know what the tie was.
I understand. Yes, the tie was Babylon and The Batman.
It was tough.
It was so tough. Like, how dare we?
Why didn't we just Mean Girls it and just split up a crown?
We should have.
Babylon is the official winner.
Yay.
Take your prize, Babylon.
There's something in the way.
Something
in the way.
Fuck off, mate. Fuck off. The next category is what a visionary, also known as best director.
Dun, dun, dun.
And as it is very well known at the FPAs, we do nominate women. This year, I will say it is overwhelmingly male, but I'm happy we got a dollar because we named one woman.
In my defense.
And, yes.
I tried to nominate two more.
I know. I know. You and I, we fought hard.
We go hard when you're a Leo. We go hard.
I know that I think you and I both nominated Bodies, 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 Bella.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely me and you.
And I think I tried to nominate, maybe, I don't know if I nominated Fresh. I know that I nominated Sadalosa for Fire of Love because I thought the direction was really good.
Yeah, you nominated Sadalosa, mm-hmm. and I tried to nominate Gina Prince-Bythewood for The Woman King.
Yes, I think Anna also. Regardless, see, you guys are getting a little behind the scenes look. So, the official nominees for What a Visionary. Charlotte Wells for Aftersun.
Woo!
The Daniels, Daniel Kwan, Daniel Schoenert. For Everything, Ever, All at Once. Jordan Peele for Nope.
Woo!
Woo!
Park Chan-wook for Decision to Leave.
Woo!
Woo!
Take it away.
This is a very, very close category. But I am here to announce that the award for What a Visionary goes to, I'm sure the Academy is shaking, a woman. Charlotte Wells for After Sun.
Gasp.
Emotional damage. Emotional damage.
I'd like to also state that this was also a tie. So thank you very much to our honorary tiebreaker, Aiko. We choose women.
Who was the tie between, out of curiosity?
The tie, for the listeners, the tie was between Aftersun and Nope. So honestly, taste.
Oh, it's okay. A good tie.
You mean
I think it says a lot about us.
I mean, yeah, the two directors that should have been nominated in the Best Director category at the Oscars.
I'm in. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about how the Academy loves to rob, you know, the talented.
Let's elaborate on that for a bit.
But before that, a word from our sponsor, Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. And we're back. Thank you for listening to our sponsor. We were previously discussing misogyny. But yeah, Jordan Peele, Charlotte Wells, the best films of 2022. Let's talk about it.
I agree.
Yes. Amen. Y por eso es que vamos a la iglesia.
And to quote Natalie Portman, thankfully we did not have all male nominees.
Honestly, I would have been very worried. It would have been very uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
The FPAs would have been hacked.
On to the next category. Our honorary category, if you will. That's not from Macy's. Also known as Best Costume Design. The nominees are Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Yet again, Don't Worry, Darling. Elvis. Don't make me laugh. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And The Woman King.
And the winner of the category that's not from Macy's is Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Yay!
Honestly, everything that's there deserves to be there.
Yeah.
I liked Don't Worry, Darling. I'm that person. I didn't like the ending, but I think it's not as bad as people made it out to be.
Yeah.
If there were five people paying to see that movie, I was one of them. If there were none, I'm dead.
If there were 100, my screening was sold out.
Could have been worse. Could have been worse.
If she would have stuck the landing, I genuinely think that would have been in the conversation.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally.
But then also the drama. But it was an FPA nominee nonetheless.
And moving on to the next category, we're going into the meat and potatoes of it all, as the Americanos say. Well, that looked good, also known as Best Cinematography. And the nominees are Babylon, The Batman. Decision to leave. Everything, everywhere, all at once. Nope. Pearl. And Top Gun Maverick.
And the winner for Well, That Looked Good is... Top Gun Maverick.
Let's go!
Ana Sofia. How is it that you have decision to leave and you just not vote for it?
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Give Pearl a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you literally have every single other movie in this category and not vote for either one of them?
Okay, but the Nope and Batman Erasure on your part?
I'm mentioning every single other
movie in this category. Absolute disrespect.
I'm gonna plead the fifth here.
As the delusional law student, I'm just saying it would have strengthened your argument.
But we were talking about Decision to Leave and how upset we were that it wasn't nominated for the Academy Award, and yet here is nominated for Best Cinematography, and you just not vote for it, Anna?
But planes.
Dios mio. Mama, is that all you have to say for yourself?
No.
Planes have existed for God knows how long, Anna. It's nothing new.
Okay. My reasons. Okay, now. Serious reasons. So... Para la persona que está ahí, if you guys haven't seen like the behind the scenes of the cinematography and how much did they have to study the planes and everything and the 6-month preparation for just like how many shots? 2-3 shots? Mira. How can it did not deserve that, okay?
I'm gonna give our audience a spoiler for next year. Due to Anna's reasoning, next year, this category will feature the Gerard Butler film, Plane. I'm just saying, no. It's a spoiler. It's not a prediction. It's a spoiler.
En serio, vayan a ver el video. Vayan a ver el video, okay? Y'all gonna be mesmerized by the dedication.
Moving on. We're cut for time.
Damn, we're being played off. We are at the Oscars.
Next category. Best Wingman Award, also known as Best Supporting Actor. Here we go, fellas. This one had a 100% voting rate, if I am not mistaken. No. Gasp, it has 75-25. I understand the 25. I sympathize. Okay. Anyways, back to our regularly scheduled program. So, the nominees are Bad Bunny, also known as Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio for Bullet Train. Barry Keoghan, The Banshees of Inisherin. Brandon Perea for Nope. Ki Hoi Kwan, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. The star of the upcoming Renfield, Nicholas Holt for The Menu, and Pedro Pascal for The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, or as everyone likes to call him, the internet's father. Oh, this is my category. Okay. And the winner for Best Wingman for the 3rd Annual Film Poser Awards is Ki Hui Kwan. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything, Everywhere, Sweet.
Ki Hei Kwan, Sweet.
Got a question for you. Who was the other vote for?
Bad Bunny. All
right. Okay. All right. I'm gonna out myself. I was the Bad Bunny vote.
Of course, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was you.
No, it was me. I'm admitting it because listen, I vote for my Boricuas. I champion my Boricuas. And what Bad Bunny did in Bullet Train can be compared to any film from the 1930s or the 1950s, really. It's just that level of excellence. And I think the sooner we appreciate that, the sooner we can live our happy lives.
Amen. And the next category is her 50 minutes of fame, also known as Best Supporting Actress. The nominees are Angela Bassett for Black Panther Wakanda Forever, Hong Chao for The Whale, or La Ballenita. Janelle Monáe for Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery.
Woo!
Kiki Palmer, Nope.
Woo!
Rachel Sennett, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Yes!
And Stephanie Hsu for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Woo! Woo!
Listen, y'all, this category was stacked. And I'm not going to lie, when I was voting, I thought that I had read Hong Chao for The Menu. And I thought this is a perfect category. I had gotten confused.
We can just pretend we nominated her for both because Jesus Christ.
Actually, I think I did. But that's beside the point. Because the winner of the Her 15 Minutes of Fame Award at the FPAs for 2023. This was close. But it was, of course, Queen Angela Bassett, who did the thing from Black
Angela
Panther,
Bassett
Wakanda
did the
Forever.
Thing. And I'd like the audience to know that the other single vote out of 3 out of 4 people, that one person, as Lady Gaga likes to say, whoever it was, had Stephanie Hsu's back.
It was me.
Stephanie Hsu, Gabriela, is your one person in the crowd.
To quote a great prophet, there could be 100 people in the room, and 99 do not believe in you. But you just need one who believes in you, the way Gabriela believes in Stephanie Hsu.
Excellent. Thank you. You got the quote. I do believe in Stephanie Hsu. You stuck the landing.
I did.
And that's how you do a setup and a payoff.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls, gays, and theys.
Take comedy notes from us because we're what? Talented.
Congratulations, Angela Bassett. You did the thing.
You did.
Moving on. So this is the final category that we needed a tiebreaker for. Thank you so much, Aiko, for your input and for bringing the chaos, as is our brand. This category is the Manly Man Award, also known as Best Actor. The nominees are Austin Butler, Elvis, Brendan Fraser for The Whale, Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin, Daniel Kaluuya, Nope.
Woo!
Diego Calva, Babylon. And Paul Mescal, Aftersun.
And the winner for The Manly Man is Paul Mescal for Aftersun. Absolute joker here.
I would like the audience to know that this award was a 4-way tie between Austin Butler, Daniel Kaluuya, Brendan Fraser, and Paul Mescal. Paul Mescal, congratulations on your FPA.
Wait, I was the only one that voted for Paul?
Yeah. That's how it ended up being a 4-way tie. It's kind of
self-explanatory. That's how 4-way ties work. I mean, it's a 4-way tie between 4 members of a podcast. Yeah.
Oh my god!
The Leo's passed math. We just want everyone to know.
And we're English majors.
English
Take
majors.
That, people who make fun of us for not being in STEM.
Yeah.
Paul, this is Paul Mescal's first Oscar and first FPA nomination, and he has come up victorious. Look at him go.
Again, this is our final tiebreaker of the evening. Thank you so much, Aiko Hilkinger. Also,
thank you for choosing right.
Yes.
I think I voted because I don't even remember, to be honest.
Sí, yo creo que yo voté por Brendan Fraser.
I voted for Daniel Kaluuya.
Yo creo que yo voté por Austin Butler.
Sí, okay. Makes sense.
I voted Kaluuya because Nope writes.
The math.
Math, indeed.
And nothing for Colin Farrell.
Yeah. It goes from a 4-way tie to a 100% for the next category. And that, as I mentioned, that was our last tiebreaker of the evening. Thank you so much, Aiko Hilkinger, for your input and for bringing on the chaos, as is our brand. If you'd like to follow Aiko, you can follow them at Aiko H writes on Twitter. Yay! Moving on. Our next category is the She Really Did That Award, also known as Best Actress. Our nominees are Anya Taylor-Joy for The Menu.
Woo!
Emma Thompson, good luck to you, Leo Gran. Mia Goth, Pearl, as it should be. As it freaking should be. As it freaking should be. Let's talk about it. No, we're running a little bit over, but... Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once. E. Penelope Cruz for Official Competition.
First of all, that movie was excellent.
They've been gushing about it.
I've been talking about this movie since June.
They reviewed it. They reviewed it, which, by the way, is on our YouTube channel, people.
Check it out.
I know. I just got PTSD from the Oscars. That's why.
Or another movie that was excellent, and we also reviewed. I'd like to mention that I'd like to mention that I fought for our girl Viola Davis to be included in this category.
Yes, you did.
I fought
you
hard. Fought.
But the colonizer was included? Penelope Cruz.
I said there was room for both.
Anyways, and the winner.
The winner of She Really Did That is the one, the only, the incomparable
Woo!
Michelle Yeoh. Michelle Yeoh sweep.
I would like the listeners to know that this was indeed a sweep. All four posers voted for Michelle Yeoh, so I think we know who is winning this Sunday at the Oscars. Just saying.
If she doesn't win, just turn off the show.
Yeah. Just pretend that the Oscar didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. It was Scream 6 weekend, and we were all just watching Scream 6.
Well, guys, we've made it to the final award of the evening. Thank you so much to everyone that has been listening. Thank you so much for your support. We love doing this little award show, and we're glad that you guys enjoy it, even if it is a little silly and chaotic. But again, that is our brand, and we will continue to do so. So, the final award of the evening is the Best Poetic Cinema Award, also known as Best Picture. This is the award given to the film that we agree is poetic cinema. And the nominees are After Sun, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, The Menu, Nope, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
y'all could have voted for Bodies, 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 like I tried to suggest politely, or Scream. I'm just saying.
We needed a little bit of chaos. This is not film posters. This is not chaos. This is okay.
Ay, Dios mío. So, the winner of the final award of the evening, the award for the Best Poetic Cinema, also known as Best Picture, the FPA, goes to the Daniels, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Congratulations to the Everything Everywhere All at Once nation.
Everything Everywhere sweep.
That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Film Poser Awards. Final thoughts?
Sonic was robbed.
Yeah. Your Honor, recast the votes.
Recount the votes. We'd like to report a robbery.
God damn it. I forgot that movie came out.
I didn't. And if you want to hear our review, you can check out our Film Poser's YouTube channel, where we have a lovely review. And why you should pay attention for Sonic the Hedgehog 3 to win this award in 2024.
Period.
2025. Yeah, 25.
Well, we'd like to thank you for listening and to give a shout out to all the kind people sending love our way. Thank you for supporting us. Again, thank you for indulging us whenever we do these silly little antics, because we love our silly little award show. If you'd like to keep up with us, make sure to follow us at Film Posers on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Where can they find you, posers?
So you can find me on Twitter at Gabby_Burgos27 and on Letterboxd at Gabby Cristina.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Anna_Sophia53 and on TikTok as Anna_Sophia533.
You can find me on Twitter, on Letterboxd, on Serialized, and yes, I will be coming to TikTok at Leading Mohicans.
You can find me at The Josie Marie on Twitter and Letterboxd. Again, thank you for listening, and remember, we're all film posers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.